Welcome to the OneCoolTip.com podcast for August 23rd, 2015, Season 1, Episode 5. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the One Cool Tip show. If this is your first time here, welcome and thank you for joining us. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. Our show will cover cool tech news and highlight the cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com this past week. We will cover cool tech tips including using the new snipping tool in Windows 10, searching in Microsoft Outlook, Google Hangouts new website, forcing Siri to search Google, learning how to undo on an iPhone, Twitter results in Google searches, and finally, a throwback tip of the week on taking better videos on smartphones. We hope that you enjoy the show. But first, cool announcements. This week we have a great One Cool Tip announcement. The OneCoolTip.com show is now playing on Stitcher Radio. Listen to your favorite news, comedy, sports, and talk radio shows and podcasts on demand from the Stitcher website and your Stitcher Radio iPhone or Android app. Discover the best of NPR, CNN, Fox, BBC, Wall Street Journal, and now the OneCoolTip.com show is on Stitcher Radio. Being on Stitcher means that this show will find new listeners. You can find the One Cool Tip show as well as the other radio sites that feature One Cool Tip on the OneCoolTip.com website. That's a great new additional home for the OneCoolTip.com show. That's Stitcher.com. Next up, cool tech news. This week, the really big news in the tech world, of course, is the release of the Ashley Madison data by hackers. If you haven't heard, hackers swiped the membership information of millions of users, and that's more than 30 million, of the dubious dating site and released it to the world. Others picked up on the release and created search sites where anyone could look up registered emails to see if an account had been created on the cheater's dating website. Based on news reports, there are a lot of unhappy spouses after this release of information. Divorce attorneys and private investigators will be gainfully employed for years over this massive data breach. Among others who have been outed by the data breach, most famously appears to be Josh Duggar. Now, Duggar already is embroiled in a sex scandal that brought down his family's reality TV show empire. This latest discovery just adds to the whole sordid affair. So what does this all mean? It means a couple of things. First, there's an electronic trail for anything that anyone does on the net. If you don't want it published on the front page of the NewYorkTimes.com website, don't do it. Or at least, perhaps, don't use the net or modern technology or be where anyone can video you. If the National Security Agency doesn't find you, the FBI, hackers, or now an upset ex-lover will. Second, this is a reminder that passwords should be secure and unique. Using the same email and password at multiple websites is a recipe for privacy disaster. It doesn't look like passwords or credit card information was compromised in this data breach yet, but the risk is very high. Users who use the same login information at multiple sites are at risk of losing data and their privacy when hackers can attack one site and then use the information to access other sites. So create passwords that are unique to each site. That's the top tech news for the week. Highlights of One Cool Tip. We had a number of great cool tech tips this week. Several of them were from recent tech support encounters, so they are real-life examples. So let's go through them. First up, snipping tool in Windows 10 now lets you capture pop-up menus with delay option. Do you use the snipping tool? Maybe you don't even know about this tool that comes along with Windows. It's been around for some time, I think since Windows Vista. It allows you to capture and copy part of the screen so that you can paste that image into other documents. Perhaps you need to copy some error message, or you see part of an image that you want to save. And it's always worked fairly well. But there has been something missing. It hasn't been able to capture drop-down or pop-up menus when you hold down the mouse button. But the latest version in Windows 10 allows you to do this now. So you can set a delay measured in seconds. This allows you time to click the drop-down menu before the program snaps an image, where you can then capture some or all of what is on the screen, including that drop-down or pop-up menu. Read the full cool tip to learn more. We have screenshots posted. It's a great new feature, and it's available in Windows 10 with the new snipping tool. Next, tell Outlook where to search. Outlook, the desktop version, is a standard on many business and personal computer desktops. It's more than just email. It's email, calendar, notes, and contacts. And many users connect to more than one mailbox or account. But after time, it can collect a lot of data. So the challenge is, how do you search for information? By default, Outlook searches the current mailbox. But you can change that by going to File, Options, and then Search. You can change the default search location to the current folder, remain as the current folder, but also search the mailbox, the current mailbox, or all mailboxes. The cool tip goes into more details on how you can search, but remember that there are options so you can search the right place to get the right information quicker. Next, Google Hangouts gets a new website. Google Hangouts is coming out of the shadows of Google's failed social media site, Google+. Now, I love Google Hangouts. It's a video, audio, and text messaging service that works on the web, on Android, and on iPhone devices. It's great to do video chats one-on-one, as well as with groups. You can also stream live video webinars. It's a great service, and now it has a new home. You can find it at hangouts.google.com. This is a great move by Google. It will bring the service to a wider audience than just Google Plus users. The Android and iPhone apps have been updated recently to be quicker and easier to use. Check out the full cool tip for more information and a link to the new website. Look for Google Hangouts to become more common now that it has a new home outside of Google Plus. Next, force Siri to search Google. Did Siri fail you with that not so quite correct answer? Perhaps it's because Siri searched the wrong site. Normally, Apple's personal assistant Siri searches Bing, and that's Microsoft's search engine, Wolfram Alpha, and Wikipedia. But you can force Siri to search Google instead. To do it, start your Siri search with Google or Search Google. Siri will then return your results from Google rather than its default search sites. This cool tip also works with Yahoo. Just tell Siri to search Yahoo. So why doesn't Siri just search Google by default? Well, it's all about business. Apple and Google compete against each other in a number of markets, devices, content, operating system. It's famously said that Steve Jobs complained bitterly that Google created Android based upon the iPhone. So it appears that Google does not enjoy the default status in Siri search. But with this cool tip, you can force Siri to search Google. Next up, shake to undo on iPhone. You know it happens. Going too quickly reading and deleting mail on your iPhone, you can accidentally delete a message. It's that oh snap moment. But you can fix that quickly. Just shake, shake, shake. The iPhone Shake will let you undo that accidental delete in the Mail app. Shaking will also let you undo or redo typing in most other apps. But there is a downside to all the shaking. Some users, me included at times, can get pretty annoyed because the Shake pop-up screen happens when the phone starts to move too quickly. There's no setting to adjust the amount of shake or to just turn it off. But the new iOS 9 operating system does have a toggle switch that will allow users to turn the shake feature on or off. iOS 9 is expected to be released later this year when the new iPhones and iPads are announced. Next, Google now shows Twitter in desktop search results. This is a really cool new feature of the desktop Google search function. Google Search Now will show results and display relevant real-time live tweets from Twitter. Twitter, of course, is that popular micro-blogging site. Posts are called tweets. Twitter's value is the real-time nature of these tweets. Often news and coverage of important events happen first on Twitter. Google Now has an agreement with Twitter to include tweets into their desktop search results. It's been displaying them for mobile results for some time. So if you search for perhaps Donald Trump, you will get the normal news and website results, but now you'll also get relevant real-time live tweets from the Donald displayed right alongside with the other results. This move benefits both Google and Twitter. For Google, it means that users get real-time results. For Twitter, it brings its service to millions of new users. Twitter has been struggling a bit, so this is news. This news is a really big win for them. And now, one throwback tip of the week. This one tip for taking better smartphone videos. It's a simple, cool tip. So what is it? The absolute best tip for taking videos from your smartphone is to record the video in horizontal format. Vertical formats should not be used. Vertical videos should not be taken, period. Horizontal videos fill the screen when displayed on monitors and even TVs. Go to edge to edge. Vertical videos put ugly black bars on both sides of the video. So resist the urge to record vertically. Always, always, always take your videos horizontally. So turn that phone on its side before you start recording. You will really appreciate how your videos play back correctly on the PC or on a very large monitor or TV. That's it for this week's One Cool Tip Show. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for our podcast theme from podcastthemes.com and, of course, Dubious Legal Services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at www.onecooltip.com. One Cool Tip is also on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and Pinterest. The One Cool Tip can also be found on demand on iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, as well as on the onecooltip.com website. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a very cool week. And remember, keep your eyes on the screen.